Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Voice of Yahweh Radio Ministries. The Voice of Yahweh is a radio ministry of Pastor Evangelist Barbara Lynch of the Lighthouse Church Incorporated of Wyoming, Delaware. Enjoy the message.
If you're really, really a child of God, spreading forth the truth of God's Word, you're going to be very, very unpopular. I mean, you know, you're just going to be unpopular. So we're not in this here for a popularity contest. We are in this to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ, the true gospel of Jesus Christ. Jesus was a faithful witness because he announced condemnation to the reprobate and salvation to the elect. And everybody always says, well, don't preach condemnation. Jesus did. Our Jesus was a faithful witness because he confirmed by miracles the truth which he taught in words. Are you performing miracles out there? Aren't you going to be excited to see what the miracles really do look like when they do start happening? We won't be able to stand Elaine and Mark when they come in here when the miracles really start happening. They'll want to take up the whole service with testimony time. Amen. All right, Jesus was a faithful witness because he denied not, even in death, the Father's testimony to himself. In other words, he didn't deny God in any way, shape, or form at any time. Jesus was a faithful witness because he will give testimony in the day of judgment concerning the works of the good and the evil. Jesus is also called faithful in 1 Thessalonians 5:24, 2 Thessalonians 3:3, and 2 Timothy 2:13. He is described as our merciful and faithful high priest in Hebrews 2:17. In the writings of Paul, two churches of Christ are called faithful. Ephesians 1:1 to the saints of Ephesus, the faithful in Christ Jesus, and Colossians 1:2 to the holy and faithful brothers in Christ at Colossae. Notice that being in Christ is mentioned in both passages. Jesus taught that abiding in him, faithfulness, was necessary to productivity, which is fruitfulness. And you find that in John 15, verses 1 through 8. He is the vine, and we are the branches. I'll never forget when I was first born again, God kept giving me that scripture, that he was the vine and I was the branches. It took me a while for that to sink into my little pea brain, what he was trying to tell me, but it finally did sink in there. So Jesus is the vine and we are the branches. The church must stay connected to Christ, for he is the head of the body. I had to stay connected into that vine. If I cut myself on that vine, I was going to wither and die. So you have to stay connected to the vine or you're going to die. And who is the vine? Jesus. Paul and others turned the world upside down for Christ because one man was faithful unto death. Your faithfulness to Christ can positively affect others. Joe DiMaggio, the great Yankee Clipper, was once asked why he went all out when he played the game of baseball. And he replied, there is always some kid who may be seeing me for the first or last time. I owe him my best. Each one of you that are professing to be children of God, you owe the world your very best. And your very best is being faithful to God and not compromising. You don't say, well, I love Jesus, and then go cuss like a sailor. Well, I love Jesus, and you go do drugs. You see, I love Jesus, but I'm going to be perverted. Do you see what we're saying here? All right, Joe DiMaggio said that he owed people his very best. That is what we owe others. That is what we owe Christ. And that is why we should want to be a Semper Fi saint. Is faithfulness essential? Consider what Jesus said about faithfulness. When Jesus sent out the 12 apostles, he told them in Matthew 10:22, and you will be hated. you guys who think you should never have anybody come against you. Jesus said, you will be hated by all for my name's sake. They're hating you because you belong to Jesus. But he who endures to the end will be saved. So see, instead of you walking around being all upset because somebody doesn't like you because you say the name of Jesus, then you're not really being faithful to God. You should be proud that you are God's child and somebody is coming against you. The Christian's race is not over until we cross the finish line. In Matthew 24:45-46, Jesus said, who then is the faithful and wise servant whom the master has put in charge of the servants in his household to give them their food at the proper time? It will be good for that servant whose master finds him doing so when he returns. In Matthew 7, I'm going to tell you about that in a minute. Matthew 7, 24 through 27. Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on a rock. All right, I'm going to go back to Matthew 24, 45, Nancy, and I want you to get this in your spirit. Who then is the faithful and wise servant whom the master has put in charge of the servants in his household to give them their food at the proper time? It will be good for that servant whose master finds him doing so when he returns. See, it's my job as God's servant to give you the food at the right time. And I know some of the things God has me teach on, I think, well, I've never even thought about that, but it's always at the right time. What we learned Wednesday night was at the right time about suffering. Today, faithfulness is at the right time because I'm hearing God say, you don't know what kind of persecution you're about to go under, and you're going to have to endure and be faithful to the end in order to conquer the kingdom of darkness. All right, now let's read this others here in Matthew 7:24. Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine, this is Jesus speaking, and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house, yet it did not fall because it had its foundation on the rock. If your foundation is on the rock of Jesus Christ, it doesn't matter what comes against you, you will not fall. I didn't say you wouldn't crumble a little bit. I didn't say you wouldn't go into a corner and cry a little bit. I said you would not fall. Remember, I always told you, my father used to always say to me, Jimmy, grab yourself by the bootstraps, pull yourself up because nobody else is going to. He drilled that into me from a little kid, and you know, I'm so glad he did because I have found out as I get older that nobody's going to help me up when I'm down. They're going to kick me when I'm down, so I have to pull my own self up. Are you listening here? You know, your husband, your wife, your kids, your pastor, nobody's going to pull you up. You're going to pull your own self up. All right? Verse 26, but everyone who hears these words of mine and does not put them into practice is like a foolish man who built his house on sand. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house, and it fell with a great crash. If you are not rooted and grounded in the rock, Jesus Christ, you're on sand and you're never going to make it because the enemy, but his tactics are getting worse and worse and worse and stronger than ever. Remember when we used to do deliverances, we called it deliverance, and then all of a sudden God had me call it exorcism. And I said, why are we calling it exorcism? He's because the bigger demons have now come down to destroy my people. You're not fighting some little tiny impish demon out there. You are fighting the very elect in hell. And they are trying to destroy you. Now, if you're not rooted and grounded in the solid rock, Jesus, then he's going to take you out. I hear God say he's going to buckle your knees from underneath you and you're going to fall. So this morning, you have to really search your own heart. I can't search your heart. You have to search your own heart and say, am I really faithful to my Jesus? Am I really being the strong tower that I'm called forth to be? Do I compromise or do I not compromise? You're not supposed to compromise. But you have to ask yourself, if I'm around a certain group of people, do I act like they do? That's compromise. Or do I stay steadfast and faithful in Christ? Are you listening here? See, too many people in the body of Christ, they compromise. You get in the midst of a bunch of drug addicts, you all of a sudden talk like they do and do what they do. If you get into a bunch of people that are alcoholics, you all of a sudden are drinking and drinking like they are. And see, and this is not the way you should. This is not the way you should be as a child of God. You should be steadfast. You should be you all the way through. You should be faithful to yourself and to God. God first and then to yourself. And don't allow the pressures of the world around about you cause you to change. I'm here to tell you at my age, you do not, the pressures of the world cannot make you change. You change because that you desire to. You can stay steadfast. And you can stay sure to your calling from God and your love for God. You don't have to let anybody change you. You don't, except God. God is trying to change us, but are we allowing Him to change us? And sad to say, the world changes us more than God does. Yes, the world is bad, and yes, the pressures are bad, but Jesus is greater, is He not? If He's not, why are you serving Him? If He's not the great I Am in your heart, in your life, then why are you serving Him? You see, you have to sit down and talk to yourself. Ask yourself these questions. You need to find out, why am I really doing what I'm doing? Right? I'm doing what I'm doing because God called me to do it, and I do love the Father. And you know, He has led me through every day of my life. He's never let me be caught off guard. Are you being caught off guard by situations in life? Then somewhere along the line, you've lost your communication with God. And you need to get that communication back so that nothing can catch you off guard ever again. So according to these scriptures, we must be doers of the word, forever faithful, and that's what we're learning about today, or our spiritual house will be destroyed. Do you really want to be? Do you really want to finish your walk with God and win the race? Ask yourself that question first. Do you really want to finish the race? If you do, then your next question to yourself should be, am I faithful to my word, you know, God's word that you hold in your heart? Are you faithful to that? And then the next thing you need to ask yourself is, am I faithful to myself? And then you need to say, am I faithful to everybody around about me? And if you can answer yes to that, that is the most wonderful thing in the world, because some of us can say yes to all that. But if there's things that you can't answer yes to, then you need to say, God, I need the power to be more faithful. Place people in front of your path that I want you to minister to. It is time now to go out into the highways and the byways and to compel them to come in. If when you go out in the highways and the byways, you go under my anointing, I, the Lord thy God, I will cause the people to run to me and receive me as their Lord and Savior. I am looking for a group of people who will sacrifice one day a week to go out into the highways and minister to the lost and the dying. There are bars that I need you to go into. There are bowling alleys that I need you to go into. There are restaurants that I need you to go into. There are so many different places that I need you to go into. And as you listen to my still small voice, I will lead, guide, and direct your footsteps. This is truly the day and the hour for ministry outside the four walls. Your giftings will come alive outside of the four walls as you minister to the lost who do not know me. There are many out there who also know me, but they have been so abused by the body of Christ that they don't think that I care any longer. I need you to minister to those also. There's so much work to be done in such a short time to do it, and I'm asking this church to be held accountable to my voice this night. And I want you to say, yes, Lord, I'll go into the highways and the byways. I will be a witness in my job site. I will be a witness in the grocery store. I will do whatever it is you direct my feet to do. Children, I love you. I have gifted you. I've anointed you from on high. And now it is time that you go and spread abroad all that I have done for you. I am that I am will be with you. And you will see great signs, wonders, and miracles on the outside of the church, as well as inside the church. There are many, many bruised and battered out there also who can't believe in anything, nothing at all. They are just existing. And I want you to bring hope and truth into their hearts. I want you to speak life into their very being. I want you to break the yoke of heaviness that has them all bound up. I will be with you. I will give you the anointing, and I will do the great and powerful works if you will just be my hands and my feet to the outside world. On the sand. And I am telling you, the winds of adversity are going to be blowing stronger than ever across the land. Your feet need to be rooted and grounded in the rock. The rock will keep you steadfast and sure. My faithfulness will always be with you. I neither slumber nor do I sleep. I am always looking to and fro, watching over my flock. In the wee hours of the morning, I even come and I visit you. I tell you this day that I have visited you more times than you will ever understand, because the enemy has been persecuting and the enemy has been testing and trying you to your very core. But I, the Lord thy God, I came and I touched and I refreshed and I renewed. I strengthened you to endure one more attack. The days of awe are before you. My splendor will be everywhere. No man, no woman will be able to deny that I am God. I've had you tucked away for this time, this purpose, this season. And I am calling you forth out of that place of security and safety. And I'm calling you into the war that is going on around about you. But I called you, but I also equipped you to fight this battle. My angelic host will go wherever you go, will assist you at all times. You need not be afraid. You need not be concerned about what lies before you, because I, the Lord thy God, I have gone before you and I prepared the way before you. I need strong towers this day. And this is the day and this is the hour that I'm looking for strong towers that I can put myself into and that I can use to bring down the darkness that is prevailing all across the land. Will you be one of those strong towers? Will you be one of those towers that others can run into and be refreshed and renewed? My presence will go before you. My presence will rejuvenate you. I am the great I am, and I never leave you, nor do I ever forsake you. Come up hither right now. Come up hither into my throne room. And let me show you great and powerful things that I am going to accomplish through you. Be steadfast. Be secure in me. And then just go forth and be faithful to your calling.
God is so good. This has been the Voice of Yahweh Radio Ministries with Pastor Evangelist Barbara Lynch.